Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Cruelty is the Point is a political essay collection by Adam Serwer, a journalist known for writing about race, law, history, and American democracy. The book gathers and develops arguments first associated with his widely circulated Atlantic essays, especially the claim that cruelty in Trump-era politics was not a regrettable excess, but a central mechanism of political identity and power. Serwer examines immigration enforcement, racialized policing, public contempt for marginalized groups, the legacy of the Confederacy, anti-democratic movements, and the endurance of white supremacy within American institutions. Rather than treating Trump as an isolated disruption, he presents Trumpism as a modern expression of older patterns in United States history. The purpose of the book is interpretive as much as polemical. It asks readers to see present political behavior through historical continuities that are often softened or denied. Its method combines journalism, historical argument, moral criticism, and close attention to political language. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, cruelty as a deliberate political bond, not an accidental excess. The central idea of the book is that cruelty can function as a positive political offering to supporters rather than merely as collateral damage from harsh policy. Serwer argues that many Trump-era actions made sense when understood as performances of dominance aimed at selected targets: immigrants, racial minorities, women who challenged powerful men, protesters, and other groups represented as undeserving of sympathy. The political value of such cruelty lies in its public nature. It communicates that the suffering of outsiders is acceptable, deserved, or even satisfying to those inside the political community. This helps explain why episodes that appeared morally disqualifying to critics often strengthened attachment among supporters. The point was not only policy enforcement, but the shared experience of watching power humiliate people cast as threats. Serwer links this dynamic to historical practices of racial domination, where public punishment and degradation reinforce group hierarchy. The result is an analysis of politics as emotional membership cruelty becomes a way to decide who belongs, who rules, and whose pain matters. Secondly, Trumpism as a symptom of older American racial hierarchies. Serwer resists explanations that describe the Trump era as a sudden break from American tradition. A recurring argument is that the language and practices of Trumpism draw from long-standing racial and authoritarian currents in United States history. He connects contemporary anti-immigrant politics, white grievance, and nostalgia for a purified national past to older narratives that justified exclusion and violence. The Lost Cause mythology is especially important because it shows how historical defeat can be transformed into moral innocence, allowing defenders of racial hierarchy to present themselves as victims. This framework shifts the question from why one leader behaved cruelly to why a large audience found that behavior meaningful. Serwer argues that Trump became powerful by activating resentments already embedded in American political culture. This does not mean history mechanically repeats itself, but it means present crises cannot be understood without acknowledging earlier structures of racial power. The book is strongest when showing that denial of history is itself politically useful, because it allows old injustices to reappear as new controversies rather than unresolved patterns. Thirdly, unequal empathy as a foundation of policy and public reaction. A major theme in the book is that empathy in American politics is not distributed evenly. Serwer examines how certain groups are portrayed as complex, fearful, and deserving of understanding, while others are treated as threats, criminals, or burdens. This unequal distribution shapes both policy and the public interpretation of policy. Family separation at the border, harsh immigration rhetoric, and dismissive responses to police violence become easier to defend when the victims are first placed outside the circle of full moral concern. Serwer also pays attention to how language performs this work. Terms that depict migrants as invaders or protesters as dangerous allow suffering to be reframed as necessary control. The mechanism is not only prejudice at the individual level, it is a political system that repeatedly asks the public to identify with those enforcing power rather than those harmed by it. By emphasizing empathy as a structured political resource, the book explains why factual exposure of suffering often fails to produce outrage. If the audience has been trained to see some people as undeserving, evidence of harm may confirm rather than challenge the political message. Fourthly, institutions as carriers of injustice beyond one presidency. Although the book is closely associated with the Trump era, Serwer does not reduce its argument to the personality of Donald Trump. He examines institutions that persist across administrations, including courts, law enforcement systems, police unions, and political parties. This institutional focus matters because it prevents cruelty from being understood only as rhetoric or temperament. Policies and legal decisions can preserve hierarchy even when they are framed in neutral language. Serwer explores how the Supreme Court, policing, and immigration enforcement can shape whose rights are protected and whose claims are minimized. He is particularly attentive to the gap between formal democratic ideals and the lived reality of unequal protection. The book therefore treats institutions as historical actors, not passive instruments. They inherit assumptions, incentives, and doctrines that can make injustice durable. This perspective also explains why Trumpism can endure after an election loss or outside the direct control of one leader. If institutions reward impunity, protect selective enforcement, or normalize minority rule, then the politics of cruelty has a structure through which it can survive. Lastly, historical honesty as the basis for realistic democratic hope, despite its severe title and subject matter, the book is not simply an argument for despair. Serwer repeatedly suggests that hope requires a clear view of the past rather than sentimental national mythmaking. His critique is directed at versions of American optimism that depend on forgetting slavery, racial terror, exclusionary immigration policy, and repeated resistance to equal citizenship. For Serwer, false innocence makes democratic repair impossible because it misidentifies recurring injustices as temporary deviations. Historical honesty has practical significance. It helps citizens recognize patterns before they are normalized. And it weakens the appeal of nostalgia that hides hierarchy behind claims of greatness. The book also distinguishes moral clarity from simple partisanship. Serwer is concerned with how democratic communities define who counts as fully human and fully protected under law. By linking current events to earlier episodes, he asks readers to replace shock with recognition. That recognition is demanding, but it can make resistance more grounded. The promise of the book is not comfort. It is the possibility of political judgment based on memory rather than denial. In conclusion, The Cruelty is the Point is best suited for readers interested in American politics, race, authoritarianism, constitutional conflict, journalism, and the historical roots of contemporary polarization. It will be especially useful for readers who want a framework for understanding why scandals, harsh rhetoric, and visible suffering did not necessarily weaken Trumpism, and in some cases appeared to deepen loyalty. The intellectual benefit of the book is its refusal to isolate recent politics from older American patterns of racial hierarchy, selective empathy, and institutional exclusion. It gives readers language for identifying cruelty as a political mechanism, rather than treating it as mere incivility or personal bad behavior. Compared with many books on the Trump presidency, Serwer stands out because he does not focus primarily on palace intrigue, campaign strategy, or psychological portraiture. The book is more historically grounded and morally analytical, using essays to connect present events with recurring struggles over citizenship and domination. Its limitation is that readers seeking a detailed program of reform may find more diagnosis than prescription. Its strength, however, is precision. It clarifies why the politics of humiliation can be attractive, durable, and institutionally reinforced. For readers willing to confront difficult continuities in United States history, it offers a sharp and memorable interpretive lens. If you would like to support Adam Serwer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.